Welcome to the Health Coach Nation podcast. My name is Haley Rowe, and I'm a sales and marketing coach and LinkedIn lead generation service provider. I work with health, life, and mindset coaches and online service-based business owners to help them get more sales, shift their time to the client-generating activities instead of just the busy work, and overcome that social media overwhelm. Let's get into the show. If you're ready to take on your next paying clients, I have good news. My free 4 Basics of Client Attraction and How to Stand Out class is live at haleyrowe.com/client-attraction. In the class, you're going to learn the top 2 traits I recommend for most coaches and entrepreneurs if they really want to turn this into a career. You're going to learn how you can build demand for your services and stop getting crickets on your posts. You're going to learn the sales roadmap I used to improve my sales conversion rate and help my clients do the same. And you're going to learn so much more. So go to haleyrowe.com/client-attraction and get your copy of the class today. Welcome, Mel. And why don't you introduce yourself about how you got into what you do today, helping people with their money mindset, their finances, things like that.
I have always taken a big interest in money, and my personal journey of getting out of debt, understanding debt, taking on debt and feeling comfortable with it, just that whole journey. And then I decided I wanted to get an accreditation in the official title is financial counseling, but really just having that whole background of understanding your credit and how that plays into everything that you do. And really just my fascination with money continues to grow as the more education I get, the more I talk with folks about it. And I think my money journey is still en route.
Yeah. And you said you got some kind of accreditation in, was it 2020 you said?
I passed my test in 2020, yes.
And what is that for?
Accredited financial counseling.
Cool. Okay. I've never even heard of that term, but I like it. So tell us about when it comes to having a business, right? We want certainty, and nothing in life is certain. We can tell ourselves it is, but it's really not. So how can we start to soothe ourselves when it comes to feeling a little frantic about how am I going to really start and grow this business and make it sustainable?
Yeah, I would say first and foremost, I call it the know your numbers phase. There are a lot of folks who money just comes in and it goes out and it comes in and it goes out. And we don't really have a handle on all of my expenses, how much exactly, all of my income, how much exactly. And creating a, whether that's a spreadsheet, whether that's use a software, whatever works for you, but knowing your numbers and then creating a schedule. So a lot of folks maybe will get a deposit into their account and it just automatically goes into their personal checking. I instead recommend setting it up on a schedule like anybody who has a 9-to-5 would do. So if you want to get paid bi-weekly, then set that up on every Friday and transfer that into your account. Or if you want to do the 1st and 15th of the month, do that. But have a schedule and transfer it so that way you know how much you're working, how much money you're working with on both sides in your business and in your personal finances.
I love it. So giving yourself more systems and more structure with money so that you can create that certainty for yourself, that sounds like it's the first tip. And knowing your numbers about, hey, if I, you know, how realistic are your goals, right? So I think one thing to think about is if you want to sell a private coaching package for $3,000, right? Maybe you need to calculate how many calls do I think that would take? How many no-shows, how many no's do I usually get? So what should be the kind of, now obviously you're not gonna always know 100%, but you can get a better idea of if that estimate and if your price range and all of that, how it all plays together and if it can really be doable to achieve your goal. And if you're finding like, dang, I would have to sell, you know, if you're charging $200 for a 2-month coaching program that's private and very hands-on and requires a lot of your time, you're going to quickly see, wow, I'd have to sell like a ton of those to be able to really, make ends meet and pay my team and do all these things. And so you need to restructure, relook at that, and maybe substitute new numbers in. So what about when it comes to tip number two? Because you have three ways that we can create more financial certainty in our business.
Yeah, I would say tip number two, have you heard of a zero-based philosophy? Have you seen that anywhere? So when you use a zero-based philosophy, it gives every dollar a job. And again, this is applicable in business when you're looking at your business budget and in your personal. If you have a certain amount of money that you know is coming in, then you're going to deduct what your expenses are, how much you're going to put into savings. We recommend having an emergency savings for your business and for your personal, for all of those items that end up coming through. We know that as business owners, whether it's a coaching program you want to take or a workshop that's available or a new book that you want to get, there's always those expenses that you're unsure are going to be there. And then assigning every dollar to it. So then when you get to the bottom and it's, your budget will say, oh, you have $1,200 left over. Instead of just leaving that sit in a checking account or whatnot, decide where that's going to go. Are you going to transfer that more into savings? Is that going to be a bonus for you this month? Figure out what each dollar is doing. And again, that goes back to knowing your numbers. So assigning each dollar a job will give you more predictability and more stability in your finances.
I love that. And it kind of applies and relates to like time. Like I've thought about if you have a full day open and you don't schedule anything in, or you don't give yourself a time limit to work on something, you tend to fill it. You tend to take the whole day to do one task. And then you're like, wait, what did I do next? And then it's right? So I think it's the same thing with money. When you give it a focus, like you said, it can be way more efficient. You can probably utilize your money better. And so what about tip number three?
Tip number three, put down all of those sporadic expenses. So let's say you know you have insurance that's coming up. You know that you have professional dues coming up. Whatever it is, those sporadic expenses that happen, maybe it's an annual basis, maybe it's a quarterly basis. Tally those all up and then allocate money each month and put that into a special business savings account so you're ready to pay that out when the time comes. Because nothing can throw off your plan more than those, oh, I forgot that my insurance is due today. And so that will just cut into your pay, or it would cut into expenses that you're hoping to have instead. So if you can really take a look at what are those expenses, I call them sporadic expenses, however you want to say that, but have a plan for those. Have a savings account, be ready to pay those when the time comes.
Love that. Yes. And I know for me, one of the ones I had to do was taxes. Let's have that set aside separately. Right. And I think the other thing is, so some examples for anybody watching, like things to maybe look out for as you start to grow your business is like, for me, I pay for an email CRM system. So that's something like Kartra or Kajabi, or there's even, if you're just starting out, you might get something like MailerLite, which is free to start with. But if you need a more robust one, you might graduate to something that's a little more expensive. Things for your website, like I pay for security stuff for my website, all sorts of, hosting, your domain name, et cetera. Those are usually annual recurring fees. Setting aside some for maybe mentorship or skills that you need to develop. So what about when it comes to prioritizing, what should you spend your money on when you have money for your business to spend? What would you say, how do you determine with your clients what they should prioritize?
We really, we work on a values-based system. And so you can outline everything. Some people like to rank it, and just seeing everything and deciding, okay, where do my values lie? If you're somebody who loves personal or professional growth, then you're going to want to make sure you have money set aside for that. But if that's just kind of a nice to have for you, then maybe that falls lower. And okay, if you don't have the funds for it, then you eliminate that. But you've got to take a look at what are your values. Because if you're not spending in values alignment, then it's going to feel frustrating. It's going to feel like you're in scarcity. It's going to feel not great. And what we want to do is feel like we're getting a hug from our money. We don't want to feel like our money is attacking us, right? Like we want to work in alignment with our money.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I was actually listening to something recently that was talking about how we vote with our dollars. And if you look at the way you've been spending your money and it's not in alignment with what you want to create, who you want to be, you know, if you really value your health, but you're spending $0 on like taking care of it, like, do you really value it? Like, is there a value there?
Right? Exactly. So
I think, of course, there's ways to, you know, work with what you have and be resourceful and whatnot. But I also think we do vote with our choices reflect our priorities, right?
Yes.
So let's recap those three tips really quick. Just say what they are so people can write them down.
Know your numbers. Use a zero-based plan.
Love it.
And spend in a value-based way.
Love it. Awesome. And where can people connect with you and learn more about what you do?
I'm primarily here on Instagram @_MelissaMitt.
Awesome. And is there anything in particular you feel is a really big mistake you see or takeaway you'd want to instill in coaches who are looking to grow their business, create more certainty with money?
We often, when we're building a business, we often hear about folks who, like when you talked about the type of systems that you have in place, the people that have Canva and the fancy mailing systems and the CRM, and we often hear that and think, I've got to have all those things. And when instead we can say, have you ever heard of the book Profit First?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he talks a lot about, like you were saying, with our time, if we have to make do on $500, we'll do it. But if we just kind of don't pay attention to the numbers, we'll just keep adding things to our repertoire. So I think first and foremost is really kind of figuring out what do you need, and then you can add as your business grows.
I love that. And I've seen so many clients who've come to me from a background of thinking they need all the things before they actually need all the things.
Uh-huh.
Like they have this fancy CRM system and this fancy website they spent thousands of dollars on before getting proof of concept and like knowing what their message is. And then we have to say, ooh, like I've done expense audits with clients and I'm like, really don't know if you need that, right? Versus things that they do need, it's like, that's on the bottom of the list, or it's like, you know, so I think it is a common mistake and a common thing that even I've done and just been like, oops, I have to redo my website or I have to change things. So really good tip there. And thank you so much for joining us. We are going to go live also, I think, right after this on your page.
Yes.
About procrastination and time management. So I can't wait to do that. And thank you so much for being here.
All right. See you in a few.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. And if it's really helpful for you, I'd really appreciate if you share it and or leave a written podcast review. This tells the podcast sites that our show is useful and it will be promoted to more people that way. Thanks again.